We are back. This is the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. We are here at WGN's Allstate Studio on the gorgeous Michigan Avenue. We were just talking in studio here about the fact that it's like 91 degrees. It's a record. It feels very strange. I left my car and had tons of leaves on the top of it, and yet it's 90-something. So very, very crazy. Joining me, Andrea Fishman, PwC partner. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Of course. Thanks for taking the time out on a Saturday. It's not easy to get folks who work in the consulting industry to take one moment of their day, let alone on a Saturday.
Happy to be here. It's the day I don't travel, so get a break from soccer.
I was going to say, this is so funny. I have numerous friends in the consulting space. I started a consulting company coming right out of grad school and quickly recognized why I didn't want to continue building it, because it was just hundreds and hundreds of hours. And it's like, you know, like my friends will call me like, I'm like, oh, you in New York? Like, no, I'm in Davenport. Like, oh, that's a... Nothing wrong with Davenport. It's just not a place I want to spend a week. That's all.
No, the glamour of the work travel wears off kind of quickly, but you do get to see a lot of interesting places.
I'm sure, and meet some interesting people, which is a great experience, which is a perfect segue into learning a little bit more about Chicago Experience Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it before we came to this part of the show, and I want to kind of share with our audience what exactly the Experience Center is, and then why PwC and you in general, I guess, felt like it was a great place or a great addition to Chicago.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about the launch of the Experience Center, which we launched formally on Wednesday. And so the Experience Center is part of PwC and our management consulting and our broader advisory business. And what we do there is we co-create with our clients. And so a lot of people are used to the big consulting firms where we go, we visit them, we kind of work on their terms, and we fly in and out.
In Davenport,
or Omaha, anywhere. You know, in some far off, very remote locations. What's great about the EC or the Experience Center is that we bring people in and we kind of co-create together. It's a really unique space. So it's a type of place where we have a little different type of talent. We have designers, we have copywriters, we have architects, we have technologists, all sort of sitting together, thinking about new ways to work. And we like to bring the clients in, and so we can kind of solve problems together in a much quicker fashion than we would do traditionally going out to see them.
So I feel like there's a lot of that, like IDEO meets 1871 kind of world. And this is off the top of my memory, so this could be completely wrong. And if I'm incorrect, I do apologize. Is PwC, did they acquire a couple of years ago Booz Allen Hamilton?
They did.
And then, because I remember at the time when I started my consulting company, I was working with a lot of folks from Booz Digital.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember at that time, I remember thinking when the acquisition went through, I remember thinking, it is going to be fascinating to see where this ends up going, because PwC, not that they weren't innovative, it just didn't have that like panache flair that Booz Digital could have had, I thought.
Sure, sure.
And so now to see this coming to Chicago, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I had envisioned.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I came from a company called BGT.
Okay.
And BGT Partners was very similar, a large digital agency, really focusing on innovation, talking more to those marketing folks. And so PwC acquired us 4 years ago, and there was a lot of, you know, kind of raised eyebrows on both sides of the equation,
yeah, sure.
Right? Some of the PwC folks going, hey, where are we going? And the agency folks saying, how is this going to change our world? And I think the great part is 4 years later, almost everyone is still here, and they're really starting to work well together. It was a very kind of logical evolution for both of us.
That's awesome. And for those listening that don't know PwC, for, you know, like the 7 or 8 of you who don't know PwC, it's PricewaterhouseCooper, correct?
That's right, PricewaterhouseCoopers.
And so, you know, the thing that I want to kind of express here that is interesting is we talk all the time in the show about the impact that this tech startup community has on Chicago and abroad, not just mm-hmm. Chicago, it's global. And one of the main impacts, and we've had them on the show with Capital One, and we've had some other large companies come on the show and talk about their not just venture bucks going into startups, but like what they've learned. And I think it's really cool when I see things like this, because it takes a sort of design thinking approach and a, you know, importance in collaboration and saying, listen, don't just take our people and embed them into your group for a while and see what happens, hire two of them away when they leave and whatever. Like, let's have you come here. Let's have a scalable model that you can learn from and you can take back with you, which is really cool.
Right. That whole idea of design thinking is something that people are really starting to adopt, right? The idea of bringing in empathy and user journeys, not just into the retail sense, but into the broader way that business works. And so
yes.
I think what we're trying to do is say, you know what, this whole idea of design thinking and empathy and user-centric design, that matters just as much internally for big companies and all their employees as it does, you know, for their end customers. And so what we try to do is actually use that same approach of, if you have a user, you have an experience. And that could be how they're working day to day. Could we make them more efficient? And the call centers, right? Taking those principles that we're starting to see in retail, we're starting to see in banking, and bring that internal. So we're able to kind of solve for those issues both with our clients' clients and their own internal employees.
What's particularly cool about design thinking, for those of you not familiar, I recommend pulling out the old Google and asking, hey, Google, what is design thinking? But the reverse engineering of problems for a solution that not only works in the business sense, but also in particular focuses on the user, which is sort of the basis for it. And what I am such a fan of and so happy that companies are starting to adopt it, because for a long time it was that's a creatives thing.
Sort of out there, right?
Yeah, it was just sort of floating. It was like, it was a buzzword that you didn't want to be associated with for a minute. Once you get into big companies, it's like, oof, that means big change. I don't want a part of this. And the reality is, what's really unique about it is when you start, after a while, you've sort of got a system in place where your innovation system is in place, and you're working on things for the end user, whether it's commerce, like you mentioned, or if it's on, you know, users, listeners to the show, to create a better listening experience and thus way for us to make money. What ends up happening is it leaks into the businesses themselves, so that you yourself and all of your teammates and collaborators end up being sort of a better work experience.
That's right. I think there's so much, you know, to be said as we think about like the younger workforce or that next generation workforce, trying to get them to be engaged in sort of new ways. And so things like design thinking are a way to starting to bridge that gap. You're starting to see more people who might be looking for more of a part-time situation, yeah, or they work remote, right? And all those things that they're used to in terms of that flex environment, you kind of need that to innovate in both large and small companies. So bringing in that feel of working with a startup to a large organization is a great way to kind of inspire and drive innovation.
I agree. And I also think, to your point, you mentioned the younger generation of workers, you know, the folks are going to be working longer than they ever have before. So you can't, you know, the old model of having someone who, like, they're pushing 60 and it's like, well, they're about ready to retire, that this is not the case anymore. And so the idea of thinking that you're going to have this company that's either all young folks or all old folks is just not reality.
Right.
And
right.
So using tools like this, and it doesn't have to just be design thinking, but what could, in my opinion, to those of you listening, that could be interesting, especially business owners, to going to something like the Experience Center, is learning how to integrate a younger generation with my older generation that are, neither one of them is going to be here like short term, but neither one of them is going to be here forever either.
That's right. And, you know, I think one of the things that we try to do is think about how do you get them both focused on that same goal,
yes,
right? And I think there's a lot of unique skills that someone who's a little more tenured might have in terms of knowing how the business works, knowing what the problems are. You know, and when you pair them up with someone who brings in a fresh perspective, or maybe they're used to using a different type of technology to solve the problem, they could actually solve issues quicker sitting side by side.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we used to jokingly refer to some of the older folks as old buffaloes when it came to our business consulting stuff, because there would be this initial thought of like they're being taken over by younger people coming in who are all talking about tech and they're on their phone all day. And I was like, no, like there are certainly some learning curves and adjustments to be made, mm-hmm, but younger folks are incredibly efficient and incredibly efficient under a ton of distraction. But they lack, like you mentioned, the tenure. They lacked the ability to know, having not gone around the sidewalk or whatever, the road a couple of times, they don't know exactly what they're looking for.
Right. And I think that's what's sort of neat about our business model, right? I think the average age of a PwC employee is 27, right? And so if you think about a 27-year-old, right, with 200,000 folks around the world, their average age is 27. They don't necessarily have, right, you know, 2 decades of experience, yep, in an industry. So what we try to do is pair them up. And if you think about our Experience Center, what we do is we pair up all of the expertise that we have in our traditional business, whether it's healthcare or financial services or retail, and match that with our experience consulting. And when you bring the business and the experience and the technology together, that's sort of the secret sauce.
Very cool. Very cool. So how can people get more involved in this? How do companies reach out to you guys and get to either experience the Experience Center or just learn more about it?
Absolutely. Well, you can always go online. A little plug for our new site,
yep,
which is digital.pwc.com. It might give you another flavor for how we work. There's some great videos that we have up there. We have a place called The Difference, which is where we do a lot of our collaboration. And we can do these sessions where we bring people in, have them spend a few hours and solve a problem, try to identify a distinct problem, break them up into groups, do some hands-on learning, and get a feel for how we could collaborate in sort of a different type of way.
Very cool. And I have to ask you before you go, what was your overall thought of the grand opening on Wednesday? It sounded like it was an incredible time. The mayor, he did stop by, correct?
Right. So Rahm Emanuel came to kind of help us launched the new Experience Center. And the timing is incredible, right? If you think about all the new companies that are coming into the city, obviously Amazon is looking for new headquarters. And so, you know, he talked a lot about, you know, the diverse workforce that we have, how that's very similar to what Amazon's looking for. And I really agree. I think it's a really kind of exciting time to be in tech and digital and creative in the city. And you're starting to see these employers come back in, look for new talent. And I think we're kind of at that right, you know, juncture right now to
help
them.
I think it's the perfect time. You talk about McDonald's coming back downtown and all this, well, coming to downtown. They were never here. Coming to downtown. And that ultimately is what's going to lead to this Amazon headquarters 2.0 here or anything other like that, because it is not enough to just have like a bunch of 20-somethings running around building startups. You've got to have a good financial ecosystem, but you've got to have good businesses that are also operating in that same sort of mission.
Right. It's sort of that mix. And I think that's what draws the talent and the business, right? It's the combination of having the startups with the established businesses so that they could feed each other.
Absolutely.
And then the people, you know, will follow.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. As always, we want to hear more from you. Call us or text us at 312-981-7200. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at TechNori. DM me at Katoon. This has been a great segment. We're going to come back after the break here, and we'll have some news. Thank you very much. This is Scott Katoon, WGN Radio, AM 720.